It is the 21st show. I am Brian Mackey, and for the last part of today's show, we are stepping back in time, back to before Illinois was even the 21st state. In what is now Metropolis, on the southern edge of Illinois, was once a frontier outpost known as Fort Massac. It was used by French, British, and early Americans. The site is even known to have been used by Spanish explorers and its presumed Native Americans before that. Fort Massac went on to become Illinois' first state park, and now every October, reenactors bring the fort's history back to life. It's an event called the Fort Massac Encampment. 2024 marks 50 years since the first one of these, and it is happening this weekend. Trish Steckenrider is executive director of the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau, which sponsors the event. She joins me now. Trish, welcome to the 21st show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Also with us is one of the reenactors, John Ward. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Listeners, our phone lines are open for the last part of today's program. If you have thoughts or questions, you can join us at 800-222-9455. It's 800-222-9455. All right, Trish, set the scene for us. What is someone going to see if they come to the encampment this weekend?
Well, we like to say here for the Fort Massac encampment that history comes to life in the park, and they will definitely see and experience that this weekend. We will have around 300 to 400 reenactors, over 25 food vendors, and around 100 marketplace vendors, all in period authentic attire, serving period authentic food and selling period authentic items. So they are going to experience life of the late 1700s and early 1800s at Fort Massac State Park.
What's your favorite part of this event?
Oh my goodness. I think my favorite part of the event is just seeing all the people that come out and how much they enjoy it. We have, you know, this is our 50th anniversary for this event. So it has carried for generations now. So we will see great grandparents, with their grandchildren and other family members that just come back to Metropolis for this event.
John Ward, I wonder if you can tell us about your character and how you get ready to reenact life on the Illinois frontier.
Well, today's character for the school days is just a common workman. Tomorrow, I'm going back into my military and the commanding officer for the encampment. This is something you work on all the time. The fact that you have the audience and can teach and pass on history, which that's what most of us love, is the history. It's just part of it. And then we can actually bring it to life, adds that much more.
What you mentioned, a military commander, what sort of era are you working to interpret when you're in that role?
And here I do the French Marine commander.
French Marines. Interesting. So when would that have been?
1757 through 64 is when this fort was actually Fort Ascension. And that's when the French garrisoned it.
And what were the French doing in this part of the country at that time? For people who may not be as familiar, what sort of things would you tell people who are coming up to you at the event on this weekend?
Well, the French sent over companies of Marines, colonial Marines, to garrison fortifications across New France. These fortifications were set up for posts for trade, protect the trade. This fort here at Fort Ascension, Fort Massac, was literally built in response to the British building Fort Loudoun in Tennessee. It was to try to help keep the British from trading in French territory, claimed territory.
Trish, I understand one of the things that you all try to do in a period appropriate way is the food. So what sort of food are we talking about for 1700s life on the Illinois frontier?
Well, I always like to say with this event that the food has become the event within the event, because we have people that come out just for the food now, for two special reasons, really. Now, our food vendors are required to dress in period authentic attire. So you won't see anybody just wearing their jeans and t-shirts, and you also won't be able to come out here and find what you would find at any other typical festival. So there's not going to be any corn dogs. There's not going to be any funnel cakes or anything like that. But our food vendors do have to be able to show to us that whatever they're selling may not have been made in the late 1700s and early 1800s, but it could have been made. So what you will find here is roasted corn on the cob. You will find turkey legs. You'll find Burgoo stew, buffalo chili, chicken and dumplings, and all of it is handmade, made from scratch.
You mentioned Burgoo, and that is something as a city kid growing up in the Chicago area myself was new to me when I moved to Central Illinois. Talk more about what exactly is Burgoo.
It's delicious is what it is. I always have some every year. It's just a mixture. It's almost like they were just throwing everything into it and whatever they had around. So it's, I think it's a little bit like a vegetable stew, but then it has a little bit more meaty options in it as well.
It's a huge pot. There's often an open fire. Some communities have all day festivals where it sort of simmers all day being prepared. Yes. All right.
Yes, we have that. And then the desserts are also very, very popular. Fry bread, snickerdoodle cookies, just everything that you can possibly imagine. The best lemonade you could possibly have. People come back just for that. And all of it is, and again, it's very authentic because you're not going to find it in, they're not just going to hand it to you in a paper cup or a styrofoam cup. It actually comes in glass bottles, as does the root beer. That's always one of the top questions I get each year is the root beer here. And it's true, like sarsaparilla root beer that has been here for years and years and years. So people come back not just for the event, but they come back for the food as well.
John, I wonder when you are, and let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We are talking about the Fort Massac encampment happening in near Metropolis, Illinois, in far southern Illinois. It's this weekend. It sort of tells the story of what life was like when French and British and early American explorers were occupying this fort in the 1700s. We're talking about this with Trish Steckenrider, executive director of the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau, which sponsors the event, and John Ward, who is one of the reenactors presenting to the public. John, how much do you find people's expectations of what life was like in the 1700s differs from what they actually see and experience at the encampment?
One of the things I find is most of them don't have any real knowledge of the 1700s or 1800s, the earlier part of the 1800s. And so they come basically like an open slate because they don't know that history. It's vague. Seems like so much of it doesn't start until the mid-1800s in America as far as our knowledge. So anything prior to 1820, back as far back as the 16 and 1700s is pretty much unknown or just barely touched on in our history. And so that we feel like bringing that in because it was very, very formative time of our history. It set up the policies. It formed the training for the officers and some of the soldiers during the Revolution. The French and Indian War did. So a lot of that just kind of created the next stage in our history. The French and Indian War, the last of the American or the Anglo-Franco wars for colony control was fought worldwide. It was called the 7 Years' War, but here it was called the French and Indian War. But like I said, all the American or British subjects then that were fighting with the British against the French, then so many of them became officers in the American Revolution. And so that training went on to help form our bases. And the trade that was existing during that time also helped create middle class, which also helped form the basis for our revolution and in America as we know it today.
And I should say to listeners, I think there are something like thousands of children at Fort Massac for a day school program today. That may be some of the noise we're hearing in the background there.
Yes, we have about 4,000 here today.
Wow. Trish, what do you find kids get out of this?
Oh, they love it. It's a living history lesson is what they get out of it. So they go to about 20 stations and demonstrators show them how goods were made, how food was made, what a classroom was like back then. And they get to actually experience it. So they're not reading it in a book. They're actually getting to take that in. And one of the best parts that I go out and watch it every year, but wow, just being able to go and see them just play the games that that children would have played back then as well. So sack races, needle in a haystack, different things like that. And all of a sudden the technology isn't needed anymore. They're just out in the park having a good time and learning. And I think that is the biggest part, is that they don't realize that they're getting a history lesson. They just think they're on a fun field trip. But hopefully when they get back into the classroom and they really start learning about American history, they're going to be able to pull this out of their memories of, oh, I learned this. I talked to somebody that taught me this, and I learned about that at the encampment.
Trish, this is 50 years I mentioned now. How has it evolved over time?
Oh my goodness, it's grown. The first encampment had one military brigade, and like I said, now we have close to 300 to 400 actors that'll be here. We had one food vendor, and the crazy thing about that is we had one food vendor. They are still here. It was actually Boy Scout Troop 101, but 50 years ago, they were the only food vendor that agreed to come, because everybody else, every other community organization or in Metropolis and Massac County didn't want to do it because they were afraid they would lose money. And so now it has grown to where people call year round wanting to be food vendors because they know that they are not going to lose any money. And most of our food vendors actually are nonprofit organizations now that use this as their primary fundraiser. And then of course, just the footprint of the event, it used to only take up a small area of Fort Massac State Park. And now it takes up a much larger space. It actually takes up the entire park between Boy Scouts that are here camping, the parking areas, and then where the actual event is held.
Is the fort itself still undergoing renovations right now?
It is. It is. You can still walk around the replica of the barracks. You just cannot go into the buildings.
Okay. And last thing I want to ask, I understand there's going to be a ye old drone show, just like they would have had in the 1700s. Tell me about that.
Yes. Because we like to keep everything so period authentic, we are bringing in to celebrate the 50th anniversary, we are bringing in a drone show this year. And actually, it's just a testament of how we can have history meet the future, honestly. And it just kind of gives us a glimpse of what is to come, especially with Fort Massac State Park. But I have had the opportunity to see the show already for Saturday night. And it is absolutely amazing because it is all custom made. I worked very closely with the producers of the event. And so we step all the way back to the 1500s, and we start with the Spanish, and then we work our way up to today to celebrate the 50th encampment. And that is going to be done through drones in the air, music, and narration. So it's not just going to be a show of entertainment. It is going to be, again, another opportunity for people to learn the history of Illinois' first state park.
The Fort Massac encampment is this weekend near Metropolis, Illinois, in Fort Massac State Park. Just set your compass to south and keep driving. Trish Steckenrider is Executive Director of the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau. John Ward is one of the reenactors at the encampment. Thank you both so much for sharing it with us
today.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. The 21st Show is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Coming up on Monday, we are going to be talking about corporations and their role in American politics throughout history. We'll talk with the author of a new book called Corporatocracy. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.